This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Always stapling to the last possible minute, trying to get all my notes in place. I always have a stack of like 100 articles here to tell you about, each one of them as important as any one of the others. And generally, in each show, I only get to, you know, sometimes the top three, sometimes the top five. And sometimes, literally, I get to like 10. But I've got 100 in front of me. I need a 10-hour show a day to get to everything. Wayne Allyn Root is with you. The Root's on fire. So much to talk about. And unfortunately, 90% of the articles that I deem important today are about COVID and the COVID vaccine. And I don't want this to be a day dominated by COVID and the COVID vaccine. There's lots of other things in the world. But it just seems like my entire show lately is about the border and Afghanistan, and the COVID vaccine, and vaccine mandates, and vaccine passports, and all the lying statistics of the United States government, CDC, FDA, AMA, American Medical Association, WHO. All these three-letter organizations lie about everything. And so, let me begin with something that doesn't surprise me in the slightest, but should probably surprise you, because you had no idea that the vaccine was this bad. But I do have an idea the vaccine is this bad. So an Idaho laboratory owner sounds the alarm on the COVID vaccines. Dr. Ryan Cole, an Idaho pathologist who owns a diagnostics lab, reports a 20 times increase of cancer in vaccinated patients. This doesn't surprise me in the slightest. See, I'm a big follower of naturalnews.com. And even though there were a few exaggerated articles on there that I really don't pay attention to, you know, once in a while it's a little National Enquirer-ish. But in general, when it comes to health and vitamins and nutrition and COVID, it's one of the most educational and empowering sites in the country, naturalnews.com. And they've been telling me for months now that this COVID vaccine is killing people. And many of them are dying of COVID after getting the COVID vaccine. But most of them are dying of cancer and heart disease and blood clots and heart inflammation and immune disorders. So it doesn't surprise me at all to have a lab diagnostic lab owner report a 20 times increase of cancer in vaccinated patients. There's something wrong with this vaccine. And at the moment in time where there's something wrong with the vaccine, they're pushing the vaccine more than ever before. You can't live a civilized life in America a few months from now, according to everything going on, if you're unvaccinated. At the very moment, it's being proven the vaccine is a nightmare. Dr. Ryan Cole, Idaho pathologist, compares the COVID vaccine to a reverse HIV because it's known that CD4 helper T cells are reduced by the HIV virus, whereas in real time, Dr. Cole has found COVID vaccine patients are presenting a reduced killer T cell load, and these CD8 killer T cells are needed to ward off many different attacks, such as herpes, shingles, mononucleosis, melanomas, meaning skin cancer, and endometrial cancers. You do realize I've warned you on this show for months now that the vaccine causes herpes outbreaks and shingles outbreaks, terrible ones. I mean all over your body. I'm never getting this vaccine. I would never tell you not to get it. You have to make your own decisions. But I'm just simple thing. Never force someone to take the vaccine who doesn't want it. And if you want it, God bless you, get it. But man, if you have herpes or shingles floating through your body, which almost everyone does, almost every person in America has herpes or shingles, this thing just explodes herpes and shingles. And herpes and shingles are in the same family, it turns out, as COVID. I saw a report the other day which just blew my mind. A major study of COVID, and I always tell you vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc are like the three most important things in the world. But my whole life I've taken mega doses of lysine, the amino acid lysine. And I've studied lysine. Lysine fights herpes and shingles and boosts your immune system. But I never thought of it fighting COVID. And then I read an article that a new study is out that lysine, mega doses of lysine, have great effect against viruses, including COVID. Again, let me state this for all the idiot, liberal, loser scumbags that listen to my show and all the loser scumbag government agencies that listen to the show. I'm not involved in lysine. I don't own a lysine company. I don't own a vitamin company. I don't get any benefit by telling people to take lysine. I'm just quoting a fantastic article, and the article says that COVID is in the same family as other viruses like Epstein-Barr, shingles, and herpes. So once again, when you hear the vaccine pushes out shingles and herpes attacks, it doesn't surprise me. They all seem to be in the same family. So it's incredible, this Dr. Ryan Cole, what he's come up with. Dr. Cole goes on to state that with the exception of a German study linking the Pfizer vaccine to blood clots in young adults, there are currently no studies to track or follow COVID vaccine recipients, and no studies to review any potential regeneration of killer T cells over a 2 or 4 month time window. These killer T cells are needed to ward off future disease. So let me repeat that. There are no studies to track or follow COVID vaccine recipients and no studies to review regeneration of killer T cells over a 2 to 4 month window after getting the vaccine. These are things that keep you alive. And he's saying he's seen cancer explode by 20 times in people who've been vaccinated. Dr. Ryan Cole is a Central District Health of Idaho board member. Recently was the target of complaints to Idaho's Board of Medicine over his views on COVID-19. He states that the intrusion of politics into physician-patient relationships must end. He believes policies interfering with that relationship may actually constitute crimes against humanity. Dr. Cole is referring to the experimentation on the population using unapproved experimental medical procedures without informed consent. It was learned recently that a subject of a Citizens Journal article was pressured by her attending physician to receive the COVID vaccine while in the Santa Paula Hospital for observation, as there is no evidence of death or clinically analyzed effects from the vaccine. The doctor who pressured this patient had already received the COVID vaccine and disclosed this to the patient as affirmation of the efficacy of the shot. So everybody could figure out that doctors are pushing this vaccine on everybody, and they should be ashamed of themselves, just ashamed of themselves. This is an experimental vaccine. Nobody's done any studies on what's going to happen to people who got it. There's been almost no autopsies in the United States, America, or the world. I read one famous European pathologist in Germany, one of the most famous pathologists in Germany, actually did autopsies on quite a few bodies of people who have been vaccinated, and what he found was shocking. Their bodies were filled with spike proteins and blood clots, and it's a very bad thing, man, very bad thing. We're not doing any autopsies of all the people dying in hospitals in the United States. Wendy Williams, the famous talk show host, is totally vaccinated, and she's got a breakthrough case of COVID. The Wendy Williams Show was set to begin its 13th season on September 20th. Will now air reruns until a rescheduled season premiere date, October 4th, to give the host time to recover. So she's quarantining and recovering after getting the COVID vaccine. She's got COVID. What a shocker. Do you realize the governor, former governor of Nevada, Brian Sandoval, has COVID? He's been vaccinated, breakthrough case of COVID. It's happening all over this country. And what did I say on this show? He went to the Raiders game on Monday night. a stadium filled with 60,000 vaccinated people. What do the studies show? Vaccinated people have a higher viral load than any other group. Therefore, they're the most dangerous, contagious people anywhere. And when you say you can only come into a stadium if you're vaccinated, that's insanity. That's suicide. You're letting 60,000 people in who have all been vaccinated that are carrying high viral loads and therefore are taking major risks and spreading with massive contagion COVID. And it's not unvaccinated people you have to worry about in a football stadium. You have to worry about, as well, people who have been vaccinated carrying high viral loads, especially them. I've always said, if you said you can't come in a football stadium until you have a negative, until you show us a negative COVID test, and if you let 60,000 people in a stadium that all tested negative for COVID, you'd have nothing to worry about. Even if all of them were unvaccinated, all that matters is you know for a fact they all tested negative. They don't have COVID. Put 60,000 people together who don't have COVID, everybody's going to be fine. But put 60,000 people together in a stadium who are vaccinated but don't have a negative COVID test, you're not safe. You're all delusional. You're not only not safe, you're putting your life at risk. That's when you're going to get sick. So here we've got the governor, former governor of Nevada, proving that Wayne Root's right. He went to the Raiders game. He's fully vaccinated. He got a breakthrough case of COVID. And who was he hanging out with? The present governor, Steve Sisolak, worst governor in America. And he's now quarantining under the protocols of being next to somebody. You know, no social distancing, right next to somebody who's got COVID because he hung out with Brian Sandoval. There's two governors hanging out together who have both been vaccinated that are getting everybody sick. And they're the first two to tell everybody how important it is to get the vaccine. They're delusional. Here's a story from England. COVID hospitalizations up eightfold compared to last year in the most vaccinated nation in the world, UK. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to get the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, hold on. I'm trying to reply to one of my fans. I'm a nice guy. I got another email. This is probably the 50th one I've gotten today asking for my vitamin regimen. So I'm answering another one of my fans. There we go. Click done. There we go. All right. So I want to talk about my book because today is D-Day. My book came out today. The Great Patriot Protest, the Boycott book. I have, a dozen interviews today. Kind of small radio stations all over the country. And then one national TV interview with OAN, One America News Network. And I think that runs right about now, concur with my show. They taped it earlier today, and it comes on during my show. And then I'll be on the War Room with Steve Bannon next week, and then we're working on 20 other ones, big ones, for next week. And I've already got 20 or so for next week that were little ones. So lots and lots of stuff going on. But my book is called The Great Patriot Protest, the Boycott Book. A dozen interviews today. That's what I did all day today. Interview, including some big podcasts set up for next week. I'll let you know if there's something that is a name that strikes your fancy. I'll let you know all about it. But it's The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And the point of the book, to be summed up in two quick points. Number one is, if a company goes woke, we're going to make you go broke. And I put the keys to the kingdom in your hand. For the first time ever, you're going to have the CEO's name and the board of directors' name and the phone number and the email and the actual physical address to send mail to, and the Instagram account, and the Twitter account, and the Facebook account, all of that for 116 of the biggest companies in America that are woke and liberal and crap on you and me every single day while we're buying their products. And this is our chance to answer back. And just a boycott where you're not able to tell them you're boycotting, I actually don't think that that's something that works, right? I mean, if the company doesn't know why their sales are down, I don't know that you've helped our side. I really don't. But with this book, you call them and tell them why. You tell them I'm not buying your products anymore. Or you tell them, you threaten them, I'm not going to buy your products anymore unless you straighten out. I'm going to give you a couple of months to straighten out, but no more liberal crap. Then they're going to get the message when the CEO hears thousands and thousands, if not tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions, hopefully, of messages to all the names in my book, The Great Patriot Protest, the Boycott Book. And then quick point number two is just it's time for us to be like Al Sharpton. It's time for us to be like Jesse Jackson. It's time for us to fight like the left. It's time for us to be like unions. You know, I was on one radio show today where the host made a great point. He used to be a union guy. And he said, the unions are so vicious, and they send their members out when they have free time. The members are on phone banks, and the members are going door to door, and the members are walking in the street handing out literature, and they go to train stations and handing out literature. Unions get people elected. We've got to be a force that does that. We've got to be. You know, and that's our failing. We're all too busy working and earning a living and running our businesses and raising our family. We've got to go out and fight. And I've just handed you the way to do it. Here's a directory that lists all the right phone numbers and emails and social media sites to go to and destroy these liberal bastards. That's what you need to do. Destroy them. The Great Patriot Protest, the Boycott Book by Wayne Allyn Root, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Yeah, more information, my website, rootforamerica.com. Need any questions for me, personally email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. I talked so much about COVID in the first segment of the show. And you just got to ask the question, if COVID is that bad, why on earth are the borders open? Why are we letting millions into our country? Most of them are sick and nobody's checking. Nobody cares. There's nobody checking if these people are sick. And they are sick. We know that. Here's a story. Border town in Texas, completely overrun. Virtually no border anymore in Del Rio. Migrants are crossing back and forth from Mexico with ease. Do you understand what's going on in our country? And then there's a bridge in Mexico. In Texas. And there's, as of today, there's 9,000 illegals living under the bridge being processed at, you know, by the Biden administration. They have nowhere to put them. This is crazy. No one is checking if they're sick. No one. No one has any idea who's sick and who's not. It's an absolute disgrace what's going on in our country. How, and Joe Biden wants to resettle Afghan refugees in 46 states, many going to swing states. You know, talk about no crisis go to waste, right? It's unbelievable. Every single thing that happens in the world that the Democrats doing is bad, and then they use it to destroy America and make us not American anymore. And fill the states with new Democrats, new voters who want cradle-to-grave welfare for the rest of their lives, who don't speak English, who walk around with hijabs, not speaking English, and they want welfare for life from you and me.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A grand jury has indicted a cybersecurity lawyer in connection with Special Counsel John Durham's investigation into the origins of the FBI's Russia probe on charges that he lied to investigators during the 2016 presidential campaign. The Pentagon confirmed Wednesday that Joint Chiefs Chair General Mark Milley made two calls to his Chinese counterpart in the final months of the Trump administration. A Joint Chiefs of Staff spokesperson saying the calls were meant to maintain stability between the two countries. U.S. Secretary of Defense and former defense contractor Lloyd Austin on Thursday spoke to reporters about his trust in General Milley.
I have confidence in General Milley.
President Biden also saying he has great confidence in the general. Meanwhile, Republicans are accusing Milley of treasonous behavior. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. What do you like to say? The root's on fire, but boy, the... the newest sponsor of this show, it is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who's been a nonstop guest on this show. He developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate, a reduced hospitalization of death caused by COVID by 84%. And studies have come out now proving that quercetin, zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D are very effective against COVID-19. And he's got a new product called Z-Stack that has all those ingredients in one bottle. He doesn't make any promises about COVID. That would get you in trouble. That's a no-no. He just says it's great for building your immune system. He happens to have quercetin, zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D in it. And the National Institute for Health just came out today and said zinc and vitamin C and vitamin D integral in the battle against COVID. Isn't that interesting? They're now touting vitamins, the NIH. Interesting. An immune system formula developed by Vladimir Zelenko, board-certified physician in New York. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. And now he's developed Z-Stack Life, just two capsules per day to boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It's a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowered drugs. Zinc is the big one. Z-Stack Life is GMP certified and made in the USA. Go to Root for America right now and click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. Go to my website, rootforamerica.com. We felt this was the simplest way to make this happen. We just put a beautiful banner ad up at the top of Root for America for Z-Stack, and you click on it, and boom, you're on his site, and you're buying the immune-boosting Z-Stack from Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. All right, we've got Megan Barth with us. Megan is a regular on this show, and it's great to have her back. She was kind of missing in action for a while, running around doing some important things in politics, but she's back again, and we're happy about it. Megan, great to have you on board.
It's great to be back with you, Wayne, as always.
Wow, on Skype, that is sharp, man. You are, like, right in the room with me. That's great. So Megan's website is ReaganBabe.com, as in Ronald Reagan, ReaganBabe.com. And one of the topics that I think you and I should dig into a little bit is this vaccine. You know, you and I have not discussed the vaccine on the air. And I don't want to say I'm anti-vaccine, because that would mean I'm against all vaccines, right? I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm pro-vaccine. I'm anti this jab, which isn't a vaccine. It's gene therapy. It's causing so much damage to the American people. I have so many fans that are nurses and doctors who have sent me emails telling me that we're all being lied to, that the hospitals are filled with people that have gotten vaccinated and they're sick and dying from the vaccine, and that it's all being covered up and no one's talking about it, and it's just scary. And I see one of the topics you wanted to cover was Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says vaccine mandate is the single best thing we could do to help companies in the food and hospitality industry recover from shutdowns. What a crock of crap. If the vaccine makes all the employees sick, just like a former governor, Brian Sandoval, got sick with COVID after being fully vaccinated and going to the Raiders game on Monday night, and how many other people did he get sick, including our governor may be sick with COVID now, who might have caught it from the former governor, and they're all vaccinated. There's nothing certain about getting the vaccine and assuming you're going to be free of COVID. Nothing. This is a scam.
Well, and I kind of said that from the beginning, but let's just unwrap that just a little bit. Let's not forget that the Raiders stadium would not allow you into the stadium unless you were fully vaxxed and you had a vaccine passport. If you wanted to get a vaccine in order to come in to the Raiders stadium, you could get the vaccine on site and then walk into something called the Death Star, which is the last place I would get a vaccine, is someplace called the Death Star.
Unbelievable.
But not... but nonetheless, you could get the vaccine, but then you had to be masked. If you got the vaccine on site, you would then have to wear a mask. Okay, there were 600, I believe, shots that were given out that day for people who wanted to go see the game and get vaccinated. There were 61,000 supposedly vaccinated people in that stadium, fully vaccinated, and yet a allegedly vaccinated former governor gets COVID. Someone please explain that to me. How is it, and why is it, that we are calling this a vaccine when all of the studies out of Israel and from the United States and from the UK, and Cheryl Atkinson did a great breakdown on the studies. It will be on my website and in my newsletter this weekend. How is it, why are we calling it a vaccine when these studies have shown that many of these vaccines, the Moderna or the Pfizer, et cetera, have no better results than the flu shot, meaning that they're only about as efficacious as a flu shot because viruses mutate. So this vaccine is not protecting you from coronavirus. It is not prohibiting you from spreading coronavirus. And how are you fully vaccinated if you need booster shots? Did you get booster shots for your chickenpox vaccine? Did you get booster shots for your rubella or mumps vaccine or TB vaccine? No. So they have mislabeled this, in my opinion, and I was in the pharmaceutical industry for 23 years, specifically in the development and manufacturing of vaccines, and I have never seen a flu shot called a vaccine because it does not prevent you from getting the flu. This is not a vaccine, in my estimation. Otherwise, the vaccinated wouldn't have to worry about the unvaccinated, and they certainly wouldn't have to worry about getting coronavirus.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things. First of all, the flu vaccine, when you say it's as a flu shot, it's as effective as a flu shot, which means fairly ineffective. It's more than that. I never said to anyone that the flu shot gets you sick. But this vaccine is causing many injuries and deaths. There's something called the VAERS, Adverse Events Reporting System, V-A-E-R-S. And it's being completely blacked out by the media like it's Hunter Biden's laptop. And it shows 13,000 dead and over 500,000, a half million, injured or badly injured, many of them crippled for life because of this vaccine. We've had other vaccines. I think it was like 1976, swine flu vaccine. 20-something people died, and they canceled the entire vaccine. Now, here's a new one with 13,000 dead, and no one will report on it, and they won't cancel it, and no one will admit they made a mistake, which is beyond my comprehension. And all I could tell you, Megan, is that throughout the history of the VAERS report, every substantial doctor and medical person I've ever spoken to says only 1% of deaths are ever reported because the person who died doesn't report it. They're dead. And the doctor doesn't want to report it because his patient died and he gave them the shot. And the family doesn't even know about the VAERS. So only 1% ever report the death. So if you multiply 13,000 times 100, it is very possible there are a million dead people in the United States from this vaccine. But let's be realistic. Let's multiply it by 10. So then 13,000 becomes 130,000. To me, that's the bare minimum that have died as a direct result of this vaccine is 10 times more than the 13,000 reported. That's 130,000 dead. We ended the swine flu vaccine because 27 died. Something is very wrong.
Well, something is very wrong, and all of the misinformation and disinformation that they're actually accusing the those who are resistant to getting the vaccine, the unvaccinated, they're claiming that even doctors are delivering misinformation. You couldn't even mention the word hydroxychloroquine without getting banned or shadow banned. Now they've labeled ivermectin as a horse dewormer. And so the hesitancy is because, not only because of the force, you know, I feel like every time I turn on the news, I'm listening to used car salesmen trying to sell me something. And that's certainly not going to elicit a positive response or encourage people to run out and get the vaccine. Also, as you have stated, this vaccine has the most injurious profile, meaning, as you stated, you know, 100,000 or whatever the number is of incidents of deaths and injuries. This is the largest report ever published, at least in the last 30 years that I can find, of any quote-unquote vaccine. So that, of course, again, provides the hesitancy and does not encourage people to go get vaccinated. And then the third part of that is that people with the vaccine that are supposedly fully vaccinated, which they never are fully vaccinated if you need boosters, oh, by the way, they're still getting coronavirus, they're still dying from a coronavirus, and they're still spreading it.
Well, and you may or may not know, Megan, this is kind of an unknown fact, but you're kind of up on these things, you may know, that if you die of COVID within 14 days of getting the COVID vaccine, you count in the statistics as an unvaccinated person who died of COVID. So isn't that an interesting, convenient way? You know, everyone in America, if I owned, Cadillac, I'd love to say if you die in a car accident in a Cadillac, within 14 days of driving my Cadillac, it doesn't count as a car accident. It counts as a knife incident. Wouldn't that be great for the statistics to help me say nobody ever dies in a Cadillac in a car accident? But the reality is, if you got a vaccine and you died, it should be a vaccine death, not an unvaccinated death. So, of course, they're saying most people that die are unvaccinated, because probably most of them die within 14 days of getting this death shot, and then they blame it on being unvaccinated when, in fact, they got the vaccine. Crazy. Hold on there. The music's on, Megan. Let's bring you back for another segment. We'll finish up with some of the border disasters. Another COVID story to me. The border is a COVID story. All these people are coming over the border sick with COVID. Biden is importing COVID into the United States. I'm sure Megan has lots to say about it. Megan Barth is with us. Her website, ReaganBabe.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. The Root's on fire. The Warrior's with you. My website, RootForAmerica.com. My email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. We'll be back with more with Megan Barth and Wayne Allyn Root.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Energized Health. Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we're back with Megan Barth. Megan, my new book came out today, by the way, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It's something I think you could appreciate because you're someone who I think I always think of as a hard worker and a hustler and trying to find all the right phone calls to make and the right emails to make for the conservative cause. I hired a team of telemarketers to call all the biggest corporations in America and find out the name of their CEO, their board of directors, phone number to contact them, email to contact them, physical address to send letters, their Instagram site, their Twitter page, and their Facebook page, and I put it all in a book. So everybody can now dial for dollars, as I put it, call them up and tell them we're conservatives and you take us for granted and you treat us like crap and I'm not buying your products anymore. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, out today. What do you think about that idea?
I think it's amazing, and I think it's long past due. I mean, I think I've been talking to you now for 5 years, if I'm not mistaken, and you were talking about that 5 years ago. So congratulations on bringing the idea to life. And in this day and age, I mean, look what happened to Nicki Minaj. And I'm glad, actually, that she got blowback for speaking her mind. You know, if they can cancel Nicki Minaj, if they can, limit her tweets or suspend her on Twitter for any amount of time, what makes us think we're safe? You know, she's got millions of followers. She's a worldwide sensation. She's a celebrity. And simply because she asked a question about the vaccine and then went to battle on her social media page about it, she was basically censored. We are not living in communist China yet. However, this is a very slippery slope, and I had talked about this years and years and years ago when the Democrats created something called hate speech. And I said, there is no such thing as hate speech. There is only free speech. And if you disagree with the speech, it doesn't make it hateful. It simply just makes it speech that you don't like. But now, basically, the acceptable way they censor is by saying it's hate speech. and calling it disinformation. This is what communist countries do to their people. And so to accuse, we've got an article here specifically out of Clark County that we don't have to talk about, but this is a good example. The question of the Review Journal, which used to be a pretty conservative or moderate journal.
You know they got rid of me, so at that moment that was the beginning of the end for the RJ.
Oh, there you go.
That was it.
Oh, of course.
Right.
So the title of this article is, Have COVID-19 Falsehoods Reached Crisis Level in Clark County? What are these falsehoods that they're implying? Actually, the falsehoods are coming from the compromised political doctors, the hospitals, the pastors that are literally getting paid in order to spread falsehoods related to therapies and related to the vaccine, which I refuse to call a vaccine, quite frankly, because it's just another flu shot.
It's a jab. That's what it is. It's a jab.
Yeah.
It's not a vaccine.
Right.
It's a shot. It's a jab. It's gene therapy, but it's not a vaccine. But there's never been one as deadly as this. I mean, no matter what you have to say, I don't mean you, Megan, but I mean, no matter what anyone has to say about this vaccine, the VAERS report says it all. There's never in history been anything like the amount of deaths and injuries from a vaccine, and that's the reported deaths and injuries from this vaccine. It's unheard of. It's more than all the vaccines combined in the history of the VAERS system, which is, I think, 40 years. All of them combined times two is the amount of injuries. And Europe is worse than us. I don't know if you know the AstraZeneca jab in Europe. They've got, I think it's like 25,000 dead and 2 million injured. The numbers are staggering. And that's only for the EU, which I didn't realize was like 30 member states. And there's another 30 in Europe that aren't members of the EU. So you might be multiplying times two, which means there might be 50,000 dead and 4 million injured in Europe by the AstraZeneca jab. So, again, are these things that no one's allowed to question, you know, no one's allowed to ask? Do you know today a pathologist from Idaho says he studied under his microscope patients who had the COVID vaccine, Megan, and they're 20 times more likely to have cancer come out, 20 times than average people if they haven't been vaccinated. So is this true or is it false? I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I don't know. But aren't we allowed to talk about it and ask questions about it?
Well, we should, and a robust debate actually leads to knowledge, and a debate is actually so very important in science, but we know that Democrats like to stifle debate because they aren't there for opposing opinions, or they certainly aren't there to instill knowledge. It's all about control of thought, control of actions. And the biggest hypocritical thing I can think of, Wayne, is that if we are in a pandemic, why is our border open? Why is our border open? And if our border, since our border is open, why isn't the Biden administration lining up the jab doctors or nurses? Why aren't they having jab stations down in El Paso or the Rio Grande at the border and making sure that all of these invaders are getting vaccines, especially in a pandemic? Shouldn't we all, if we're going to make vaccines mandatory for Americans to simply show up to work and do their job, why aren't we mandating vaccines for all of these illegal invaders that are now, it's 190% more than it was last year. We've got a true invasion. It will be 2 million illegal aliens. That's what's projected.
Yeah,
that will
2 million or more. Or more. Or more. Might be more than 2 million. 200,000 arrests for the second straight month. There's already 1.3 million let into the country. So by the time the year's up, Megan's right, right around 2 million. Unbelievable numbers. Megan Barth, we're on the run. Newsbreak. ReaganBabe.com is our website. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. We shall return.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.